I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. In my last episode, I talked about being enough, how the negative chatter in our heads has damaging effects, and trying to be something other than our true selves leads to depression and despair. At the end of the episode, I welcomed your feedback, and wow, I heard from so many of you. I knew the importance of this topic surrounding self-worth and how the social media landscape can often reduce us because it seems to be a conversation at every turn. When I kicked off this year, I also knew I wanted to talk more about loneliness and the tremendous suffering that comes with isolation. It is hardly ever planned. And even when a person has chosen to be alone, separated from society, you can be sure there is anguish at its root. But loneliness isn't about being alone. It's about the pain we endure when we are in a room full of people or even in a relationship. It is being disconnected from ourselves and others. There was a time when we had a communal culture, in it together, trusting another. Now we are very much an individualistic society with a heavy focus on ourselves as single entities. We have strayed too far from a collective, a community, and thereby a connection. I don't believe we were meant to go it alone in life. It feels drastic, and the pain it is causing has become a crisis. We are numbing ourselves in order to escape discomfort. We use all sorts of things, materialistic overconsumption, drugs, alcohol, sex, food, gossip, bullying, violence, and for some, self-harm. Too often, we are losing people to suicide. 44% of the population is suffering from depression, and it's because of loneliness. Social media and single-use devices are attributed to this. It is clear to me we are not always doing life right. We need to embrace each other, reconsider what it means to celebrate, to love, and to be alive. It doesn't make sense to wait for disaster to check in on each other. We've sadly perfected this reactionary practice when maybe we ought to make it a practice of connecting regularly. I realize life is difficult and unpredictable. We experience loss and heartache, betrayals and grief on any given day. But if all of the memes we are posting and liking have real value to rise above and let kindness and love be our guide, then let's do that. It doesn't make sense to collect so much positive reinforcement and not also use it in everyday life. Less judgment, more kindness. Let's be gentle with one another. It's foolish to be cruel, and it's unnecessary. Life is hard enough. I think we all need to be reminded from time to time that we are meant to be unique and different, and that is what makes us special. Stop trying to fit into someone else's ideas or place of acceptance. Just be you. It goes back to self-care and self-love. Start there. When you are vulnerable, remember that is a scary feeling that everyone experiences. Opening up isn't easy until you realize how good it is to just be yourself. Wherever you might find yourself today, know that you are loved and you have great value. I'll always remind you of this. And if you need assistance in any form, don't hesitate to seek it, because that is strength. Just thinking of you today, and once again, welcome your comments and feedback. And thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.